and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be tunes that Bix recorded but played by orchestras that do not include Bix. All of these recordings come from the collection of Jorge Carharville. He kindly transferred to CDs several audio cassettes that he had dubbed from 78 RPM records from an Argentinian collector. I want to thank George for making the CDs and for giving me permission to play them over WBIX. For the modern musicians, I will play one track from an audio cassette by an Uruguayan group named the Davenport Five. Okay, let's start with the music. I want to play first two selections by Ben Burney and his orchestra. Ben Burney was born in 1891 in Bayonne, New Jersey, as Bernard Anzelewicz. He showed a great gift for playing violin. At 15, he was already teaching violin in a music school. At 16, he enrolled in a technical college, but apparently, he paid more attention to college shows than to engineering courses. After school, Ben began performing in the vaudeville circuit. He started playing just violin, but then as things developed, his speaking voice and his wit became important parts of the shows. Ben's break came when his speaking voice caught the attention of people who ran the Reisenweber's restaurant, and he was an MC there for a while. In the early 1920s, he started his own band, influenced in part by that of Paul Whiteman. From 1923 to 1929, he was the leader of the band featured at the Roosevelt Hotel. He made a lot of recordings, and some of these are pretty hot. Ben was very popular in the 1930s through his radio shows. His characteristic phrase at the end of the show was, yes-o, yes-o, yes-o. Or was, children, this is Ben Burney, and all the lads, God bless you, and pleasant dreams. Ben Burney made a bunch of movies in the 1930s, but never moved into swing. He died in 1943 in Beverly Hills. So let's start then with a couple of recordings by Ben Burney and his orchestra. First, I'll play There's a Cradle in Caroline, recorded on September 20, 1927, with Von der Leith on vocal. And I will follow that with Changes, recorded on December 23, 1927, with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. So let's listen to Ben Burney, the old maestro, in 1927. Thank you.
cradle in hell. Oh man, a bow on a tree, a bow on a tree. There's a cradle that I call mine, a father of me. You know what I mean. And while I stretch and yawn upon the lawn, the heavens give. Why, even in my sleep, I seem to weep of what I've missed. There's a blanket of stars that shine to comfort again, a sheltering nest. There's a cradle in town, calling me back, calling me back to rest.
Thank you.
would like to get two more tunes recorded by Bix, but in this case played by Ben Burney and his orchestra. I'll have first Borneo. This was recorded on March 22nd, 1928, with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. And next I will play Rhythm King. This was recorded on September 25th, 1928, a vocal by Ben Burney and his Speed Boys. I can give the composition of the band here, as given: Donald Bryan and Phil Hart on trumpet, Paul Wagon on trombone, Len Cavish and Dick Stabile on clarinet or alto sax, Jack Pettis on clarinet, C Melody or tenor sax, Ben Burney on violin and the leader, Nick Gerlach on violin, Al Goring on piano, Clay Bryson on banjo, Merrill Klein on brass bass or string bass, Dylan Ober on drums. The arrangement is by Ken Sisson. So let's listen to Ben Burney in 1928.
Got to be there when they start to play.
The next two recordings are tunes that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman, but here I will have them played by two different bands. First, I will play Claw. It's recorded by Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra on January 10th, 1928, with a vocal by Leroy Montesanto. And next, we play Mary by Ted Wallace and his orchestra. Ted Wallace is a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby of the California Ramblers fame. Mary was recorded on November 23rd, 1927, and the band consists of Chelsea Quilly and Henry Levine on trumpet, Al Phillips on trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Harold Marcus on clarinet, soprano sax or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Al Duffy on violin, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Jack Hansen on brass bass, Herb Weil on drums. The vocal is by Russell Douglas. So let's listen then to two compositions that Bix recorded, but here they will be played by Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, or by Ted Wallace and his orchestra.
Thank you. we waiting for? What are you waiting for, Mary? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. They keep on asking, hey, what's the big idea? Think of the moon above, doesn't it speak of love, Mary? Why do you lead me on? Why do you be so contrary? You wouldn't let my castles come tumbling down. Think of the things in store, what are you waiting for, Mary?
Let's have two more songs that Bix recorded, played by different orchestras. First, we'll have Louise, recorded on April 20, 1929, by Harry Pollock and his orchestra, with a vocal by Roy Strum. And then, I'm in the Seventh Heaven, recorded by the University Orchestra on July 19, 1929, with a vocal by Smith Ballou as Arthur Leroy. The University Orchestra is basically a Sam Linen group, and the collective personnel is given by Brian Ross, is Manny Klein, Jaime Faberman, Fozzy Ferrar, Tommy Thonen, Joe Lindworm, and Bob Efros, Leo McConville, Henry Levine, Tony Giannelli on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, Jack D. Garden on trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Tony Parenti, Alfie Evans, Merle Johnston, Larry Abbott on clarinet or alto sax, Joe Dubin, Larry Binion on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Venuti, Al Duffy, Lou Ratterman, Murray Kellner on violin, Rube Bloom, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang, Tony Colucci on banjo guitar, Hank Stern, Joe Tardo on brass bass or string bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So I haven't heard this side yet, so I don't know if I can recognize some of the musicians there. The trombone should be pretty easy if there is an audible trombone. Tommy Dorsey and Jack T. Garden are very easily recognizable. So let's listen then to another couple of tunes that Bix recorded, but one of them now played by the University Orchestra, and the other by Harry Pollock and his orchestra.
Thank you. for Louise. Birds in the trees seem to sway for Louise. This little voice tells me it's all. I love you, every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. This little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Try to be true, someone like you could love me, Louise.
Before I go to the modern musicians to complete today's program, I would like to play one side from a Brunswick 78 that I picked up when I was overseas. This is Brunswick 3485, it's side A. It's called Calling, and it has Harry Reaser on banjo and Bill Wurgis on piano, just a duet. So let's listen to Harry Reaser and Bill Wurgis playing Calling from a Brunswick 78, 3485.
Thank you.
The other side in a future program. Well, let's turn now to the modern musicians, and I'd like to play one track from a cassette kindly given to me by Leandro Mendaro, who's the banjo player in a group from Montevideo, Uruguay, called the Davenport Five. And the five are Bolivar Gutierrez on saxo soprano, Oscar Pandolfi on clarinet or alto sax, Eduardo Gutierrez on baritone sax, Leandro Mendaro on banjo, and Luis Pasquet on piano. He does the arrangements and directs the group. This was recorded live in 1992, specifically July 22nd, in one of the local theaters in Montevideo. And I like to play the track that I like to play is called Miss Wonderful. Now, the composition of the band is rather interesting. You have three saxophones, basically, a banjo and a piano. And the sound, they call that, for some reason, a highbrow style. So let's listen then to the Davenport Five in 1992 playing Miss Wonderful.
Thank you.
I find the combination of instruments rather interesting here. It's three saxophones, a piano, and a banjo. They make for a rather unusual sound. The fellow who plays the piano, does the arranging, is Luis Pasquet, and not so much in this particular selection that I just played, Miss Wonderful, but in other selections from the tape that I have, he follows Bix's piano compositions very, very closely in terms of the feeling of the piano that he plays and the notes and the harmonies that he uses. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.